Welcome to a deep dive into something really quite cutting edge in digital marketing. Our source material today is from Product Hunt, looking at a tool called Agent Space. We've got user reviews, launch details, the works.
Yeah, it's generating some buzz.
Okay, so let's try and unpack this. The mission here is to figure out how Agent Space claims to, and I quote, help brands grow on autopilot with swarms of marketing agents. And also, what on earth is a synthetic influencer network?
Right. It sounds like science fiction almost.
Exactly. So we'll look at their approach, these pretty bold claims, and what the early users are saying.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is that core idea, automating content creation and testing, but at a massive scale. They're calling it the world's first synthetic influencer network running across hundreds of real phones globally.
Okay, hold on. Real phones.
Yeah, real physical phones. The idea is this creates a totally new way to get that top of funnel exposure.
Right, top of funnel. Basically getting your brand seen by lots of people early on before they even search for you.
Precisely. Casting a wide net.
So what does this actually mean for you listening? Maybe you're a marketer, maybe just curious. We want to get into the specifics here. Like the claim about posting 1,200 videos per month per agent for 10 cents a video. That volume is staggering.
It really is. And automating the creation of hundreds of accounts, too. Imagine the infrastructure for that.
For most brands, just a few videos a month is a big deal. This is suggesting a completely different scale of content production.
And cost.
And connecting that to the bigger picture, they're suggesting they can iterate better content over time at 50x better CPM than ads.
Okay, 50x better CPM. CPM is cost per thousand views. So they're saying it's 50 times cheaper to get those views compared to typical ads.
That's the claim. And apparently all customers see an average of 10 organic keywords in 1 month. If true, that's a direct challenge to traditional ad platforms.
And the timeline. When did this all launch?
The product itself in 2025. These specific phone agents launched July 22nd, 2025. And they had a creator program scaling up the network for about 4 months before that. Okay, my first thought hearing synthetic influencer network and real phones.
Yeah.
Is how? Like, are these AI faces, AI voices? What are the phones doing?
Good question. So yes, a synthetic influencer is essentially an AI persona. Think virtual avatars, maybe sophisticated bots, mimicking human social media activity.
Right.
The real phones part is crucial. These are actual devices scattered globally where Agent Space runs these AI accounts.
So it looks more organic, less like bad activity from a server farm.
Exactly. It makes it harder for platforms to detect and potentially shut down. It's distributed, a clever approach to scaling.
But that does sound like it could run into trouble with social media platform rules, doesn't it? It feels like a bit of a gray area.
Oh, absolutely. It's likely a constant cat and mouse game, innovation versus platform policies. That's a key tension here.
Yeah, that line between efficient scaling and getting banned seems thin.
Yeah.
So given these big claims and this novel tech, what are the early users actually saying? Does it work?
Well, the early feedback on Product Hunt is definitely positive, very enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
You have users like David Jones calling it a strong product, strong community, strong concept. He says it stands head and shoulders uniquely above the rest for swarming AI agents for your social media marketing.
Swarming AI agents. That paints a picture.
And he notes it works 24/7. Currently, it has a perfect 5.0 rating, though it's based on just 6 reviews so far.
Right. Stands head and shoulders a strong praise. But yeah, 6 reviews is very early days. What else would you need to see to really buy into those huge claims like the 50x CPM?
Definitely. Early adopters can be, you know, very excited. We'd want to see more detailed case studies, data over a longer period, maybe some independent verification of those CPM numbers.
And the whole synthetic aspect.
Mm-hmm.
How do brands maintain their voice? Quality control at that scale must be a challenge.
Transparency is key there. How does it really work? How is brand safety ensured? Those are important questions as it scales.
Okay, so wrapping up our initial exploration here, we've looked at Agent Space. It's this unique platform using a synthetic influencer network, real phones, automating marketing on a massive scale, and making some pretty bold claims about cost and reach.
Which brings us to a really important thought for you to take away. As tools like Agent Space become more sophisticated, deploying these swarms of marketing agents, what does that mean? What are the wider implications of synthetic influencer networks and AI content for things like authenticity, genuine engagement, and just the whole future of building a brand? What new challenges, but also maybe opportunities, pop up when reach can potentially be engineered so cheaply?